52. Currently it is 52 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. At 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. Judith Merriweather will join us in just a few minutes. Music begins this hour with a performance by the Academy of Ancient Music under the direction of Christopher Hogwood. This is Corelli's Concerto Grosso, Opus 6, Number 8.
Thank you.
Corelli's Concerto Grosso, Opus 6, Number 8, performed by the Academy of Ancient Music, Christopher Hogwood, conducting. This is public radio for Acadiana KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. Next up, the ensemble I Musici performs the Concerto, Opus 1, 8 in F minor by Locatelli.
Thank you.
The Concerto Opus 1-8 in F minor by Pietro Antonio Locatelli. E musici performed featuring organist Maria Teresa Garotti. It's 3:30. You're listening to KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. Right now we head into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Jennifer Ritter Guidry, here to talk about the Center for Louisiana Studies In Your Own Backyard series, or now just called the Backyard series, Jennifer. And it is one of your favorite parts of the series, and I know a lot of people have come to expect it already. It's your Christmas cuisine presentation. Yes. And this Christmas you're cooking up some wonderful local dishes, and you've got some great chefs involved in this presentation, and that's going to take place tomorrow night.
Yep, absolutely. And we'll be in the cooking school for those of you who may not have come in the past. Every December we close out the Backyard series with a cooking extravaganza, and it's located next door to the Performance Center in the cooking school. And Chef Pat Mould and Dr. Barry Osley come, and they cook and they tell us stories, and they're so entertaining being themselves that it's and then they cook something wonderful. Last year Barry made the dish that won his wife over.
Well, what more do you need for anyone trying to win somebody over, or just win your family over? Mm-hmm. That's a perfect recommendation. One thing I like about the pairing of Chef Pat Mould and Barry is that you have someone who's a professional chef and someone who's a home cook, mm-hmm. but at the same time somebody who's professionally very aware of the foodways of our culture. And so you've got those nice aspects of our culture where, you know, obviously professional cookery is a very important part of our culture, mm-hmm. But yet everyone is a home cook too.
Absolutely. And, you know, maybe more so here than in other areas. Even if you're a home cook, you have to be able to accommodate very large crowds. So even though you cook at home, you typically cook well over what you would normally cook to feed your family for the evening. You want to make sure that there's leftovers. You want to be able to, you know, send food home with some people who to bring to others that couldn't make it, things like that. So even though it's home cooking, it's still typically on a larger scale and incorporates a lot of those things that professional chefs have to keep in mind on a daily basis.
That's right. And you just never know who's going to drop in.
Exactly.
You know? So you have to be ready for that. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the series. Again, you come every month to talk about what's going on, but I think there are still a number of people who have not yet attended one of your presentations. And let's talk about what happens, because this time it's a little special, but they take place at Vermilionville.
Yes.
Every month.
Yes.
And this time it's in the cooking school. It's the only time during the year that you actually have it in the cooking school.
Typically, yes. It mm-hmm. just depends on the topic, really. We try to make full use of the village. It is on the second Tuesday of every month. It's from 6:30 to 8:30. We open the doors around 6, and typically there's food available from the catering staff. This month, of course, the food that will be available is what Barry and Pat are preparing for the evening, but there will be beverages available as well. And then other times we'll be in the chapel. We've talked about using the school house, but it's not worked out effectively yet. We did a house dance one summer and used one of the houses in the village, and that was really nice. In the longer days, you know, when the sun's out a little mm-hmm. longer, and you can walk around the village without it being too dark and kind of spooky feeling.
And you also had a tour around the gardens one time.
Absolutely, that's right. We had done that in conjunction with the grand opening of their healing garden. Mm-hmm. So we do make every attempt to make full use of the village and get people not only, you know, coming to our event, but really getting them familiar with Vermilionville and encouraging them to come back when they have more time and they can bring family and friends and things like that. But every month we get together and we explore a different topic from our cultural backyard. And it's just a really neat way to learn from both the traditional scholars as well as tradition bearers, people who have just done the same thing for generations and have learned from their family our friends and are passing on that knowledge to another generation.
Right. And it's a very informal setting, but at the same time, these presentations are very well thought out. They're extremely thoughtful presentations. And so it's a nice combination of that, where it feels extremely comfortable and everyone is invited, including young people.
Absolutely, yeah.
But at the same time, you know you're learning something that's very solid and very rich.
Absolutely. It's not at all like a conference presentation where, you know, somebody stands up in front of you and reads a paper straight word for word, and then the next person does it, and then the next, and then you get questions and answers. And this is, it's highly interactive. We encourage a dialogue between the speakers and the audience, because everybody comes to these things with so much knowledge. I mean, when we did St. Joseph's Altars, there was a gentleman who sat, and we were in the chapel for that one, naturally, and he sat a few rows from the front. Finally, we just asked him to go up to the front and be, a participant, because he had so much to share. His family had practiced the St. Joseph Altar tradition in I believe, Acadia Parish for several generations, and he had a lot of information and memories to share about it.
Kind of like citizen journalists, but these are citizen folklorists. So the presentation tomorrow evening at Vermilionville is L'Evolution de la Cuisine Cajun et Creole, Evolution of Cajun and Creole Cooking, Creole Turtle Bisque. Yeah. Who chose that dish?
Well, they both wanted to cook turtle, and they both told me two different dishes. So I met in the middle with this one. Figured they could take it in several different directions.
Well, what were the two different dishes?
They were one was a turtle soup and one was a turtle bisque, and both had the word Creole in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. So it just, I was like, well, you know.
Yeah, bisque sounds rich.
Sounds
good
for
the holidays.
Warm.
Mm-hmm.
Since it's so chilly.
That's right,
all of
and it will be tomorrow. So how is it set up? What are they going to do? What can people expect to see and taste tomorrow?
Well, you know, every evening begins with a short introduction. We remind people, you know, the basics, like turn off your cell phone, and in this case, you know, where the restrooms are located. And then we turn it over to them, and some of the food will be already prepared, and some of it they'll do while they're talking and everything, and they'll explain the ingredients that go into the dish and who learned it from whom and how that recipe that they've used has changed, perhaps, things like that. And they'll actually cook in front of the audience and just tell stories. And if you've ever been in a situation where Pat and Barry have the microphones and eyes and ears upon them, they thrive on that attention and their stories. You know, they just top story after story after story, and it's just so much fun. And it's, you never know which direction the conversation will go, but you hear so many great stories about them as children, about their families, about their experiences, in their kitchens, as well as their travels around the world. So it's you never know what they're going to say, and that's part of the fun.
Yeah, and the fact that they just enjoy it so much being up there, like watching, I guess, two people who dance really, really well together, and you just feel that energy coming from them.
Yeah.
Now, you did mention there's not going to be food before. Is it really hard for people to sit there while this is cooking and smelling everything?
Yeah, we've heard that before, but there's usually like a dessert or something available people can snack on, and sometimes they'll have samples and stuff, yeah.
Okay.
We'll have to maybe perhaps bring a little something.
It won't be excruciating.
No.
And so have you ever tried these dishes? I guess you all have done this. Is this the third time, fourth
time? I feel like we've, maybe except for the first year, we've done this we've done it at least the last 2 years. And I want to say since the beginning, but I can't be sure.
Yeah.
The first year, Barry made a gumbo using an okra-based roux, and that was really good. And Pat fried a turkey in under 2 hours, which was really impressive. Very impressive and very delicious. That was a little torturous for people because you could smell it.
And last year, what did they cook? Was that the fried turkey last year?
No, that was the first. Okay, so I guess this is just the third time we've done it. And last year, Barry did a shrimp dish, and it was a shrimp dish that he won his wife over with. Like the first time he cooked for her, that's what he made. And like 3 weeks later, they were engaged or something like that.
Wonder how many couples are engaged now because they tried that very dish.
I don't know, but there were some serious suitors in the audience that evening who were taking
notes.
Wanted
to learn his secrets. So Creole turtle bisque is what people are going to be learning about tomorrow. And do they hand out the recipe, or you have to take notes?
It depends. Like, you know, Pat had some printouts for his fried turkey because it's kind of special. You know, he uses an electric fryer and, you know, what kind of oil to use and things like that. Never use olive oil. That was somebody, he told a story about someone who tried to do that one time. That was
fry a turkey in a whole vat of olive oil.
Yeah.
Good thing he wrote the instructions for that. So either bring your special notebook or hope that maybe there'll be handouts tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how much preparation they're going to give themselves, if it's just a grocery shopping trip and a phone conversation, or if they'll have, you know, like on the morning shows where all the ingredients are in pretty little bowls
little
ready to go. Yeah.
Come ahead of time.
Yeah, usually Chris Segura serves as their sous chef. That works out pretty well for everyone.
Another one of his talents, his many, many talents. Well, is there much audience participation since, as you mentioned, that, you know, they have so many stories and obviously they're so capable? And do people interact? Do they tell their own stories?
Yeah. Yeah, or ask questions or ask them to explain what exactly it is. I know there will be a lot of questions about, well, where do you get your turtle? Did you catch it? Mm-hmm. Did somebody else catch it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would be interested to see how many people bring memories of having eaten turtle, if their families actually cooked. Because I could say in mine, even though they're from here, that was not something I ever heard about, either of my families cooking turtle.
Well, in my experience, I didn't either. But, you know, my friend, a very good friend of mine, she called me up. She's like, my dad caught a turtle. Let's make some soup.
She was excited, and it was something common for them.
Yeah. So, and she's from the Denham Springs area. So, I mean, I think it's a localized kind of thing, or just, you know, those people who go out. I remember years ago, we were with a friend who was checking his trot lines out at Lake Martin, and he found this humongous alligator snapping turtle. And I know that it went in the pot.
Wow, maybe several pots.
Yeah, it was huge and vicious, yeah.
Well, I'm sure you're anticipating the kinds of stories people will bring, either what their families cooked with turtle or stories of catching turtle. Yeah. People could bring all of those stories to that presentation.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have some extra turtle meat, I'm sure that wouldn't be turned down either.
Yeah. if you are just tuning in and your mouth is starting to water, my guest is Jennifer Ritter Guidry, the Center for Louisiana Studies, and their series, the Backyard Series, presents their annual holiday presentation, which is a cooking show, cooking presentation with Chef Pat Mould and Barry Anselet, cooking and talking about food. And this year it's about Creole turtle bisque. So that's why we're talking about turtle. But gather those stories. You know, again, if you have any memories of having turtle in your family, or you had your grandparents talked about catching and cooking turtle, it would be a great opportunity to share that.
Absolutely.
This series. And as always, you eventually put these up on your website.
Yes, sir. We are, all of the current video is with our editor right now. So he's you know, condensing it down to the most salient points and the good video footage and the great audio, because we capture audio as well. Right. So if people just want to listen to it, they can always do that in anticipation of the actual video being ready. But yes, it's always free. Always, I want to mention that. Mm-hmm. It's free. It's open to the public. We want you to bring your family, your friends, your kids. You might want to feed your kids ahead of time this time, but
the good smells coming.
Typically you can eat there. It's just a little different in December, but and then we go into our fifth year in 2013, which is so exciting. When I first started this series, it was like, well, maybe 10 people will show up, and we have such a wonderful dedicated audience of at least 30 to 40 people that come almost every month.
Well, you obviously assessed and touched a real need in the community for a regular meeting where they can learn about our culture and learn about things that, as we've said before, we kind of think we know about, really,
right.
But there's so much that we don't.
Yeah.
And that sharing with people in your own backyard.
Yeah.
So that is the Backyard Series tomorrow evening at Vermilionville. Starts at 6:30. Mm-hmm. And all are invited, free, as Jennifer said. And if you'd like to find out more about the series, you can go to their website.
Yes. We're currently working on revising our website and things like that. But for now, you can still go to the Center for Cultural and Ecotourism website, ccet.louisiana.edu.
Okay. And just to mention, I know as a part of the Center of Louisiana Studies, the UL Press has a number of amazing books right now. Mm-hmm. And in addition to the presentation tomorrow evening, I believe there's a signing for the UL Press out in Grand Coteau this Saturday.
Yes, at Casa Azul. Right. And, right around noon.
They have some really interesting books, including the Boudin book, which the UL Press has put out, another Foodways book, and that will be available out there. And you can find out more by going to the UL Press.
Yep, and Boudin will be our topic in January, and we'll have the author, Bob Carricker, as well as some local Boudin shop owners and coming to talk to us about the different kinds of Boudin that they prepare, how they learned it, with what they've done to, you know, make theirs distinct from others and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Second Tuesday in January. I can see people pulling out their calendars right now. Yep. So lots of food this month and next in the Backyard Series. Their website, cceet.louisiana.edu, for now has a complete listing of the Backyard Series. Well, Jennifer, thanks so much. And I know we're all anxious to find out how that turtle bisque turns out tomorrow evening. Thanks.
Thank you, Judith.
KRVS Lafayette, Lake Charles.
What's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. There will be a special lecture presentation this evening at the North Regional Library by Professor Mark Lintz. He is here at UL in the Department of History and Geography. It's called The Timeline of the Maya, and he'll be explaining the meaning of the Mayan calendar with an emphasis on December 21st. So I'll be giving that lecture tonight, 6:30 to 7:30 at the North Regional Library, and then next Monday, December 17th at the South Regional Library. That's Dr. Mark Lintz, UL History Professor, Timeline of the Maya, talking about the Mayan calendar, which everyone's so interested in right now. And the Center for Louisiana Studies presents the Backyard Series tomorrow evening at Vermilionville in the Cooking School. It's the evolution of Cajun and Creole cooking, Creole turtle bisque. Chef Pat Mold and Barry Ancelet will be there demonstrating cooking and telling their stories. And you're invited to attend and learn more about turtle bisque and bring your own stories about your family's recipes with turtle and perhaps your experiences with catching turtle. Starts at 6:30 at Vermilionville tomorrow evening. All are invited. It's free and open to everyone. There are open auditions for the Acadia Players Some Enchanted Evening. Open audition started last night and continue tonight in Crowley, 6 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church. For more information, you can go to the Acadia Players website or give them a call or call Logan Frederick at 337-523-5007. Wanderlust Theater Company presents the original play, We All Do, written by Jaron Schechsnyder. It will open this Wednesday at Theater 810. There's been a change in venue, so Wanderlust Theater's We All Do will open at Theater 810 this Wednesday and run through Saturday with performances at 8 o'clock. Performances are at 8 o'clock Wednesday through Saturday and on Sunday at 3 o'clock. For information or reservations, you can go to Wanderlust Theater Company or their Eventbrite site, which is wealldo.eventbrite.com, or Wanderlust Theater. They have a website or their Facebook page is Facebook/Wanderlust Theater. And the UL Lafayette 10th Annual Holiday Pottery Sale will take place this week. The opening will be Thursday evening. It's an opening night from 7 until 10 o'clock in Fletcher Hall. That's 116 Fletcher Hall on East Lewis Street on the UL campus. It's on the first floor. You can see it from East Lewis Street. The sale will continue Friday and Saturday evenings, Friday and Saturday from 10 until 6 p.m. But the first night, the opening night, this Thursday, from 7 to 10 p.m., and it helps to benefit the students who will be attending the National Council on Education of the Ceramic Arts Annual Conference in Houston. That's the students and faculty of the Visual Arts Ceramics area selling pottery at the 10th annual UL Lafayette Holiday Pottery Sale. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will have their holiday concert, Louisiana Christmas, this Thursday, December 13th, in the Hyman Performing Arts Center. That will be at 7:30. They will be joined by the Boys and Girls Clubs of Acadiana and local schools in the Acadiana Sings Chorus. Lots of schools, and also Sunny Landreth will be joining the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. Tickets are available through the Hyman Performing Arts Center, where the concert will take place. You can purchase tickets through Ticketmaster or at their website, acadianasymphony.org. And Itinerant Theater initiates staged readings of the plays. It's called The Plays the Thing, and the first play that they'll be reading is the comedy Candida. That will be this Thursday, December 13th at 7 o'clock. The performance location is the Attic Theater, room 313 at the Central School of the Arts and Humanities Center on Kirby Street. For more information, you can visit the Itinerant Theater website, which is itinerantheater.com. But that open staged reading is this Thursday, the 13th, in the Central School in the Attic Theater. And there will be a master acting workshop at Cité des Arts, December 13th through the 19th. NYU Professor Caroline McGee will be there to help with these workshops. For more information, you can contact Cité des Arts about these master acting workshops. And the Life and Adventures of Santa Claus will take place, put on by the Pandemonium Theater Group, opening this Friday, December 14th. That will be at the Grand Opera House of the South in Crowley. It will run Friday and Saturday evenings at 7, and there will be a matinee on Sunday, December 16th, at the Grand Opera House of the South, the Pandemonium Theater Group presenting The Life and Adventures of Santa Claus. It's based on a book by Frank L. Baum. And there will be some harp playing this Sunday, December 16th. A number of people from the Bayou Harp Circle. They won't have their annual harps and bells for the holiday concert, but they will be at the Acadian Village for their lights program this Sunday, December 16th, from 6 to 9 p.m. You can enjoy harp music this Sunday. And the Stage Monkeys of Lafayette will present a special offbeat holiday show in Ugly Sweaters at Theater 810 Wednesday, December 19th. Tickets are available by calling Theater 810 at 484-0172. That's the Stage Monkeys of Lafayette next Wednesday, December 19th. And Dickens' classic book will be revisited in A Carol, A Broken Chain. Acadiana Repertory Theater will be presenting this commissioned world premiere adaptations of Dickens' A Christmas Carol at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, December 20th through the 22nd. That is a joint presentation between the Acadiana Repertory Theater and the ACA. Playwright Ben Jolivet's Carol, A Broken Chain. And we'll be speaking with Stephen Landry next week about Carol. That's at the ACA. Tickets are available by going to the ACA's website or giving them a call. And looking a little further ahead, the Children's Museum of Acadiana will have their annual New Year's Noon Carnival and Countdown on Monday, December 31st. For more information, you can go to the Children's Museum of Acadiana website. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And at 7 o'clock, we begin our night of opera with World of Opera that starts at 7 and goes until